e-waste, electric waste is obsolete electric products, such as televisions, air conditioners, and computers, discarded by both households and businesses. And it is hard to reuse, recycle, incinerate, and landfill in terms of environmental impact, because it includes strong toxic materials, such as lead, mercury, cadmium, copper, and plastic. Recycling and reusing computer shop, EcoGeek manager, Ralph Alcock says, the cost of recycling computers is one of the main reasons that consumers pick up new products without considering the need for waste recycling.
In Australia, it's too expensive at the moment to do it. It's a fairly intensive process. Buying a new computer is really, it's quite, to go and buy a new computer, you can pick something up for around $500 or $600, and to recycle that computer is probably going to cost you, you know, maybe $100 through an agency that will do it. So it's cheaper for people just to throw it away. And a lot of businesses, to reclaim the useful parts is fairly expensive, and raw materials are still cheaper than the recycled materials. At the moment, it's not a sustainable business to be in economically.
However, Mr. Alcock says quite a few people are actually asking him for recycling computers from environmental concerns, but there are not so many places to go for the waste.
And we probably reject two or three a day, but we also take maybe two or three a week as well. We're pretty strict about what we take because we just don't have the storage space for all of it.
So how can we throw away or recycle e-waste in the first place? The Brisbane City Council spokesperson on water and city businesses, Jane Preston, warns the residents not to throw e-waste in the bin, but to bring it to places where people can leave their electric rubbish for free.
We have a free service for mobile phones, and people and residents of Brisbane can leave their mobile phones at a collection point at all our libraries across Brisbane, at all the Brisbane City Council libraries, and they can also leave them at our customer service centres.
Ms. Prentice also said all e-waste can be left in four places in Brisbane without paying the fees. Besides, the City Council has set up e-waste collection days for households, but it was just a few days a year. As for the law, other major developed countries such as Europe, USA, and Japan have strict regulations to reduce e-waste. But there is no such law in Australia at the moment. In this situation, researchers have been trying to reduce the waste by developing new eco-friendly electronic materials. Professor David Seale, the head of the University School of Engineering at Griffith University, invented a new technology recently that will reduce toxic materials of electric circuits in plastic.
In Europe, there has been put a ban on the use of lead soldering, and so lead-based soldering is no longer allowed for devices manufactured in Europe or imported into Europe. This is called the ROHS, or the Reduction of Hazardous Substances legislation. And now people are looking at alternative technologies to manufacture electronic circuits. We have developed a new circuit technique which does not use solder at all.
He and the researchers are also looking for a technology in association with recycling plastic materials in safety.
The e-waste problem still remains with the technology I've just described unless you use biodegradable plastics or systems that allow the plastics to be decomposed in very readily.
We love new technologies from computers to mobile phones, games, and iPod. But looking to our future, there are a lot of problems behind our convenient lives. So let's think about it. When you get a new electric device, whether it will last for a long time, be reused, and be recycled or not.